On Midwest Week, why students from China might soon enroll at Clinton High School. I'm Herb Trix, and my guest this week is Scott Levine, Associate Editor of the Clinton Herald. So to get us started, Scott, remind us when Ashford University closed its campus in Clinton.
Yeah, Ashford announced in the summer of 2015 that it would not operate a campus in Clinton anymore. Of course, the campus that Ashford was running, it used to be called Mount St. Clair for decades in Clinton. And so in 2016, the spring of 2016 was their final class. So they graduated their final class in May of 2016 at Ashford University.
Okay, and what's the campus been used for since then, if anything?
It has been basically sitting empty. It's just been now in 2015, December of 2015, a group came in and purchased it from Ashford, which is actually owned by a group called Bridgepoint Education. And so since that time, it's just kind of been sitting there and not really being used. And Ashford actually owns several different properties around Clinton. So it's not just the campus. They also owned the former Clinton Country Club grounds that they had. And on part of that was still golf club, but wasn't used as a golf club. And part of it they had turned into an athletic facility. And then they also owned the former Best Western Hotel that they were using for dorm rooms. So it was a multiple assets that they had around town that were all sold at that time, but all of those that had kind of sat empty for a little while.
Okay, so tell us about Clinton Catalyst. What is it and who is it?
Yeah, so they emerged in late 2015, and it's just three guys that aren't from this area, had never been to this area before, and a couple people that were investors, and then the person who's been out in front of everything is a guy by the name of Brian Klem. So Brian Klem is a legislator in the state of Oregon, and he was looking around at different campuses and just trying to get an investment opportunity, and he looked and saw this opportunity here, and they discussed between their investor group. And so they went ahead and purchased it in 2015, in that late sector of 2015. Originally, there's been a lot of different ideas for this campus, but they've kind of, they've shedded their different assets, and now they're kind of the main part left is the campus, and that's kind of been the most difficult one that they're trying to figure out what to do with.
Okay, so what are they proposing at this point? What's the latest great idea?
So the latest great idea is a place for students, and it's mostly from China, but it's students that would be over in that region that would come and be a high school student at Clinton High School. So it has been they're calling it kind of an international school, but the main focus has been in the China region. And so what happens is they would plan to have parents of these international students pay for their children to come over to Clinton and go to school at Clinton High School, but they would be housed at Ashford University campus. And there would be some opportunities for Clinton High School to utilize the Ashford campus. Ashford put in probably about $4 million into the campus during their time at Clinton. So their science rooms and different rooms are probably state-of-the-art facility, and so they, Clinton High School would be able to tap into some of that while these Chinese students would also be housed there, be able to use those facilities, but also be able to utilize Clinton High School in that experience.
Okay, so the $64,000 question, Scott, is why would high school students from China or Southeast Asia or anywhere else want to live in Clinton and attend high school there?
Yes, that is a great question. And most of the people that have been involved, so Brian Klem, just to kind of understand, he's definitely an interesting person at the center of this. He also is not just a legislator in Oregon. He does a lot of business in China. And so that's where he's kind of come from. And that's, he travels to China multiple times a year, has been involved with different people. He's been involved with Yao Ming, the former professional basketball player, through some efforts in China. So that's where this kind of got started, and was his connections through China. And according to him, and according to some people that have been doing this, there are people in China want to have their kids get an American experience. And so what they do is send them to, I guess you'd call it a boarding school, and send them to get that experience of high school. That also gives them an avenue to be able to attend college in the United States and be able to understand how that works over here. So, you know, his experience in China has kind of led him to understand, okay, this is what these parents want, and they'll pay money to send their children over to Clinton or wherever it may be and experience the lifestyle of America.
Are there any schools elsewhere like this in the U.S. that we know of, Scott, so we can see that this idea is working somehow or other?
They did have, we've done some research into, there used to be maybe a school, I think, in Michigan they were talking about. This group that they're talking to, which has not been kind of publicly discussed, they do operate schools in England and China. So they operate, they do have some experience operating these kinds of schools for students, but this would be, I believe, their first one in America. And they do, and that's kind of the thing, too, that they've talked about. These people want to get into America and get into, you know, just a different, you know, avenue of schooling and different things. So they want to be in America doing these schools, and they do have, according to, you know, Brian Clem and some of the other people that are on the front end and the Clinton end, this investor that they would work with has some schools in England and China.
Okay, so how might the city of Clinton and Clinton County help out Clinton Catalyst? Have they agreed to do anything yet?
Yeah, so Clinton County just agreed to offer some support to this group, to Clinton Catalyst, because the main issue right now that Clinton Catalyst, I think, is dealing with is upkeep and maintenance costs and different things like that, and to try to, you know, that's been the biggest thing in Clinton and the city of Clinton that officials have talked about is making this campus, bringing it back to life and not letting it sit empty and not letting anything bad happen to it. And so they came up with some economic incentives. The city passed a package that is would total about $750,000 over the course of 15 years that would start in 2019. And it does have some caveats. So it they would start receiving, they're calling them economic grants, and they would receive them every year, but they have to meet a certain quota of students and full-time employees by the end of the agreement. So at the end of the 15 years, the agreement does state for Clinton Catalyst to receive these economic grants, they'd have to have 90 full-time employees and 315 of these international students.
Okay, so now that we have all that, what's been the reaction in Clinton? Is everyone on board with this idea?
For the most part, there are a couple of people who have expressed concerns. They've written letters to the editor. One person, I think, even went to the county board meeting to discuss that. And we had a person that went to the city meeting to discuss some concerns. But for the most part, I think most people are pretty open to it. They want to see Clinton. You kind of have to understand, you know, Clinton's past of, you know, when one industry leaves, it generally sits empty and then, you know, becomes an eyesore to the community. I think most members of the community want something done with the campus. They want to bring something back. These guys have, they didn't cut and leave. I think a lot of people thought they'd just sell the, you know, contents remaining in the campus and maybe leave as soon as they could. And they didn't. And Brian Clem has, he even had a house here that Ashford actually technically owned, and he would kind of live in the house for weeks at a time and just get everything going. So they've been pretty committed for people that really had no connection to this area. So I think the majority of people just want to see something in there and see what they can do.